Buenos días, buenos días, buenos días. Welcome to January 2nd of 2024. We're 2 days into the new year. And here's what I want to chat with you guys about today. For many of you, you've made resolutions. You took some time to reflect and think about some goals you've got, some things you want to achieve, some things you want to go after, some habits that you want to begin or quit, whatever it happens to be. And right now, where we sit on January the 2nd, chances are most folks are probably at 100% here, been able to, you know, commit to whatever it is that we put down on paper, you know, for 2 days. We're feeling good. Energy's up. We can visualize and see a better version of ourselves because of what it is that we're wanting to do or not do or what have you, goals that we're going after, whatever. And we're excited right now. And stoke level is high. And that's to be expected, by the way. This is normal. So I'm not saying that you shouldn't feel this way right now. However, what I do want to have you folks to begin thinking about and preparing yourselves for, by the way, because this is going to happen. At some point, this honeymoon that you're on, that we're on, is going to be over. You're not going to be as excited. You're not going to be as stoked. Maybe you're going to forget about, wait a minute, what was that goal again? Maybe you're going to, you know, relapse and oh no, I thought I wasn't going to do that anymore. Now I'm doing it again. Or, you know, whatever it happens to be. At some point, emotionally, we come off of this high that we're on right now. Because up to this point, let's face it, there hasn't been a whole lot of resistance, has there? It was easy to get up and go to the gym. It was easy to turn off your alarm clock. It was easy and get up. You know, it was easy to, you know, not eat that thing or whatever it is you've got going for you right now. And again, I'm not saying that it shouldn't be like this. It definitely is. But when we're looking at being consistent, maybe this is something you've got over a year, maybe 6 months, maybe 3 months, maybe it's just a month, whatever it happens to be. But when we're looking at being consistent over time, we have to be ready for, sure, peaks when they come. We're on one right now, but there's going to be valleys. There's going to be tough times. There's going to be times where it's going to feel hard. There's going to be times when you're going to want to flat out quit. And if you haven't taken the time to think about that and prepare yourself for those moments, then I hate to say it to you, but unfortunately, you're probably not going to follow through with and achieve whatever goals it is you have. You're not going to get what it is that you want. Because it's going to happen and it's going to be tough and you're going to have to talk to yourself. You're going to have to talk to yourself. You're going to have to say, I knew this was coming. I thought about this 4 weeks ago. This is what I said I was going to write. You know, I wrote down, this is what I said I was going to say to myself when I got here. And then literally do it. I know that sounds funny, y'all. I get it. You're like, wait a minute, what is he asking me to do? But the alternative is that you don't do this kind of work and preparation and then you get caught by surprise. And then you're surprised at the fact that I didn't know I was going to feel like this, or I knew I was going to feel like this, but I kind of didn't really have a plan. I mean, now that I'm, again, you guys know that I spitball these episodes. Now that I'm thinking about it out loud, wait a minute, don't you have a plan for the goal you want to achieve? Don't you have it set out? Don't you have certain steps and things you need to do? Why wouldn't we also prepare for this other obstacle that we know is going to come our way and we're going to have to face at some point? Aren't you doing that with the plan and objectives you have for the goal setting, for the goal? So the same kind of work needs to be done. You can call it in a negative way. It's not really a negative way. It's just being ready. It's just being prepared. It's part of what's going to characterize your journey in this next year or 6 months or whatever timeline that you've laid out for yourself. But I'm giving this to you now on January 2nd, because again, things are seemingly easy to do right now. There's not a whole lot of resistance. You're like, oh, I could do that. Yeah, sure, man. I still feel great about this. Like, let me go ahead and, you know, sit down and write this down and, you know, figure it out, think on it. So I'm giving it to you now because you know what? Like, what happens on February 17th or what happens on April 20th? Like, when now you're in the throes and you haven't done this, it's going to be that much harder. But now, emotionally, you're like, yeah, I can go ahead and execute that. So give it some thought. Look into it. Better yet, do it. Be ready. It's not that folks that don't hold to their resolutions, folks that don't achieve their goals, it's not that these individuals are any less adequate, equipped to be able to achieve their goals than somebody who you look at and go, man, they always kind of do what they set out to do. It's all about structure. It's all about systems and processes, preparation. And this is one of those big things that you can do that's going to help you with that. So I hope that you would. I hope that you would take the time to take care of this, maybe today, sometime this week. Plan for coming out of that honeymoon. Those of you that are married, y'all know what I mean. And having reality be kind of rewritten, a new kind of reality where, yeah, that was fun, but okay, this is now kind of slogging through some mud here. It's okay. It's still going to be satisfying to get the work done, but it might feel a little bit harder. Be ready for that. Be ready to fight back and then keep going because you're going to get to the other side, by the way, and there's going to be another honeymoon. So I don't want this to be doom and gloom. There will be another honeymoon that will occur at some point. And then when we get there, we can plan for, talk to ourselves, reset ourselves for maybe the next dip that we're going to experience at some point down the road. You got to go up. You got to go down. You got to navigate all of it. And if you do, you'll get what you want this year. And I hope that you do. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Chat soon.